Jen Walsh, nice to meet you. Glad you've had this chance to sit down. How do you feel about sharing a bit of your Bloomfield and your career story with us?
Be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to run through it, and it's varied history, really.
Yeah. So how did Bloomfield come about? How did you end up with your job here?
I was quite dissatisfied with my old job because I'd done all this study and there was nothing coming back.
They
So it was
weren't valuing what you were offering, so to speak, yeah.
When I asked for a pay rise, oh, pay rise, it was, oh, but you're already doing that work. So I thought, okay, time to
Good call, I think.
So I started looking around, and I took my time because I wanted somewhere where I would be happy working. And the job came up at King's, and I thought, that sounds like a really good fit. So I applied, and I didn't hear anything back for quite a while. And I thought, oh, okay, I didn't get that one. So I just binned it all. And then I got a phone call out of the blue from Max Geyer. Can you come in for an interview? And I went, oh, yeah, I did apply for that. But when I had the interview with Max and the manager at the time at King's, it felt right. It felt like
They've
the
got it.
right place to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got the job, obviously. What was your early impression? What were the early days like for you?
Oh, it was an adventure. I think Scott Munro, who was my manager, I reported to Scott Munro, and his comment was, "I started work in 1978 and I'll finish in 1962." And it's just to see the whole group develop from that to what it is now. It's been an incredible journey.
What were the challenges early on for you?
Attitude. Yeah, we've been doing it this way for all these years. We're not changing. And the skin of the pants thing. So making do with what we have, whether it works or not. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't.
And what sort of, I guess, what areas did you, how did you prioritize how you were, sort of changing attitudes and getting people more on board?
I don't think it was a deliberate prioritisation. I think it was more a organic development, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, it just evolved.
And when did you feel that it started working, that people were starting to listen, that you were starting to turn the ship around to a point? Can you remember
Oh,
how that sort of played out?
probably. I started here in 2011. I think in about 2013, I developed those relationships enough with the boys and girls that they trusted me. And that's when they started to come to me with their problems, their issues, for help in the workplace. And from that point on, it was just my job, my deal.
What do you make of the Kings as it is now, as opposed to when you joined in 2011? Can you sort of give us a sense of what that's like?
When I started, it was very have to get the task done no matter what. That was it. The whole focus was on the task at hand, getting the job out and getting it out on time. It's changed now. The boys expect more, which is good. They expect to be able to have the right tooling, the right leadership. They do need some help along the way. So I do see a lot different coming through with our new apprentices now in the way they're being trained. They're taught to look at safety first rather than production.
Which makes your job easier.
It does. So eventually that will bleed through, I hope, to the whole workforce.
And what are you proudest of, Jen, with your time at King's, do you think?
Oh, probably the reduction in severity of injury.
Well, that's a big one.
When I started there, we were having lost time injuries every other week. There was a lot of injury management, a lot of incidents, and then insurance premiums were intense as well. And so over that period, greatly reduced across the group, really.
The
incident rates and the severity. And hopefully we can keep it going down.